President of the Arizona Cardinals says he welcomes the NFL's new policy on players kneeling during the national anthem. The new policy would fine players who kneel on the field. Those who don't want to stand would wait in the locker room.
My perspective is, as the commissioner said, I think putting the focus back on the game, making sure all personnel stand on the field and honor the flag, the anthem, and the moment.
Michael Bidwell, ACLU, among those criticizing the new policy, calling the protest for social justice and expression of freedom of speech. State Supreme Court unanimously ruling police cannot arrest people possessing pot on campus if they have a medical marijuana card, deeming the state law addressing it unconstitutional. Pima County Public Defender David Eichner filed an amicus brief against the state.
Like the Court of Appeals, the Supreme Court correctly reached the conclusion that when the voters passed the Medical Marijuana Act, they really meant for patients to not be prosecuted.
Upper 90s in the desert, 60s up north. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, sunny and hot today, a high of 99, clear, mild tonight, low 69, scorching across Phoenix Friday, 100 the high, mostly clear, warm on Friday night, low 70, 95 breezy Saturday. I'm Alvin Washington from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, 88 degrees. Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, it's the Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
To prevent muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid pharmacies, or TheraWorksRelief.com. Ask your pharmacist for TheraWorks Relief.
Circle K's Polar Pop Cup lets you do you. Choose your Polar Pop Cup favorite flavor or create your own custom masterpiece. Large foam Polar Pop Cup, only 69 cents, only at Circle K.
Hi, I'm Bob Vila. If your business needs capital to reach its potential, Cabbage can help with flexible access to a line of credit of up to $250,000. Apply online and get a quick decision.
Visit Cabbage.com or call 855-CABBAGE to get $100 back when you take your first loan. That's 855-CABBAGE with a K. Credit lines and pricing are subject to periodic review and change. This is not a revolving account. Individual requests for capital are separate installment loans. All Cabbage business loans are issued by Celtic Bank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank, member FDIC.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Live from downtown Phoenix, Arizona, the heart of America's sunniest city, it's the return of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers. Ready for your calls right now at 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here they are, Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show. Every Thursday morning at 11, right here on Independent Talk, KFNX 1100, and featuring the Elton Brothers. Over 35 years combined real estate experience. Thanks for joining us on this graduation Thursday. Here in the Valley of the Sun, I'm Dave Elton, licensed realtor, Arizona Best Real Estate.
Hi, Rick Elton, licensed associate broker, Arizona Best Real Estate.
And we are the Elton Brothers. Numbers to join in, talk to the bros. Anything real estate related on the table, 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. Or to chat off the air, our direct line, always on, 480-451-3318, and our email, eltonbrothers, one word, at cox.net. We got another nonstop hour, scintillating radio rushing your way. A look at the latest real estate numbers, plus
It's graduation day. Time to think about graduating to home ownership. You won't want to miss our take. Then in our loan segment, solar now shining on many rooftops. Deanne's going to tell us about the potential dark side. What to look for when financing with solar. Bottom of the hour, first time home buyer, millennial home buying tips down the stretch, new listings, investment opportunities, a special pre-foreclosure deals of the week. We are packed, much more. But first, what's on your mind, bro?
Graduation. We got two today. Two. Not one. It's two big. Going down. Graduating. Done. High school.
Was that fast? Did that happen quick?
Man. I remember watching Lilo and Stitch on Cartoon Time. Right?
Yeah.
Now it's Grey's Anatomy, Modern Family.
Chicago Fire. We've graduated to even deeper.
Paris, my daughter, is graduating from Desert Mountain tonight. Your daughter, Isla, is graduating from Pinnacle tonight.
Yep.
Congratulations, girls. We love you.
Congratulations to all the graduates, because it's happening all over the city.
Yeah. So, couple things. How about this lawsuit? How about this crazy lawsuit where this millennial will not get out of the house and the parents are suing the kid to get out of the house? Did you hear about this?
I heard about it.
He's 30 years old.
I saw a picture of the gentleman.
Will not leave the house. Will not leave the nest. Will not spread the wings. Ah!
Should he graduate to home ownership?
Yeah.
He's a longtime student.
I was telling you to change our ad where we are talking about, hey, Dad, what's for breakfast?
I'll tell you what's for breakfast.
Right? It is the exact same ad
thing.
That...
There's no lawsuit in the ad, but yeah. That's what it comes to sometimes.
It's our advertisement. Millennials need to get out of the house. Get off the couch. Get out of the basement. Get in the housing market. The water's warm. But anyway, I just think it's hilarious. The parents are suing this kid. He's not even a kid. 30 years old.
30.
He needs to pay rent. He needs to pay expenses. He needs to pay utilities. He needs to pay.
Responsibility.
Take the trash out. Mow the lawn. Trim some trees.
So, on this theme, Rick, on this theme, looking back, because graduation day, we know what's ahead for all these kids. Looking back, if there's one thing that I would have done sooner was buy a house.
Sooner? Why?
Sooner than I did.
Because of rates?
No, I mean because of appreciation, because of responsibility, because of owning something.
Well, wait a
minute. It doesn't really matter if the market goes up or down.
You're talking about when you were a kid.
I'm talking about when, like, in college, as soon as after college.
But interest rates were...
People are graduating from college, too, you know.
18% interest. We had no money back in the 80s, 90s, right?
I'm just saying now, given the climate, interest rates are great.
Oh, well, no doubt. If you can buy a house... Buy one.
That's where I'm going with this.
There is no doubt. If you're a young family just starting out or you're just getting out of school, now's a great time to get in, buy real estate. Now, one of the things I wanted to talk about, moving on from millennials in this perfect lawsuit, can't wait to hear more about it. When you're purchasing a house, especially in condominiums, in new build subdivisions, even master plan communities, one thing that you need to do as a buyer, besides the normalcies of home inspections, termite inspections, AC, don't concentrate so much on the house. Walk around the subdivision. Go to the pools. Meet people. Find out what's going on in your neighborhood, especially condominium complexes. Go to HOA meetings. Maybe the timing will work out where there's an HOA meeting prior to you closing on this property. Find out if there's any lawsuits. Because you know what? Sellers a lot of times forget, conveniently, to put on the seller disclosure statement that there may be a lawsuit pending. Maybe there's an upcoming lawsuit that an attorney sent out a letter and said, hey, this building has some construction defects, but it's not yet in the HOA disclosure, which you're going to get. And then you look at the box that says, are there any pending or legal disputes? And it's going to say no. But there's something brewing. There's a big El Nino brewing. There's a volcano brewing that you may not even know about unless the seller discloses it, or you go to the meetings, or you go kick some tires around the neighborhood, go to the pool, grab a cocktail, sit there with a Mai Tai, and say, hey, what's going on in this neighborhood? Is there anything I should know about it? I'm buying unit 102. What do I need to know?
That could translate into special assessments.
That's right.
Homeowner assessments down the road, which could be substantial.
It could be substantial. And the bottom line is most of the time sellers will know this stuff. Whether or not they disclose it is another thing. It's whether a seller knows or should have known. Not just does a seller know something. That's why that seller property disclosure statement will keep you out of court. As a seller, get very wordy with it. Get overzealous with it. Fill in the blanks. Big dark pen. It's the only thing that keeps a seller out of court is disclose, disclose, disclose. That's it. If you've known or should have known on that disclosure. Everybody starting to get it?
So here's an interesting thing along the same lines about kicking the tires, going to the clubhouse, going to the pool, meeting the neighbors. I recently, last month, sold a home in Stonegate. And new buyers from out of state we saw a whole bunch of communities. And, you know, they're bridge players. They found out Stonegate has, you know, people play bridge. Okay, good. But what actually sold them on Stonegate, and I think this is fascinating, what actually sealed the deal was not the clubhouse or the pools or the tennis or any of it. It was the parking lot of the clubhouse.
Well, it was big.
No, they looked at all the cars in the parking lot and they were comfortable with that type of person.
Ah, there was no Vegas with a...
There was no Maseratis necessarily, but there was no Vegas. It was a comfortable, quote unquote, environment for them.
Green Pintos with a brown door.
You get what I'm saying. It's just very interesting what you can be aware of.
Of course.
To make you, give you that comfort level. So that was the first time somebody had ever, like, put stock in the parking lot for
me. Well, I mean, think about it. That was a very smart buyer. Walk around. There's a wealth of information out there besides what you're going to get on paper and what a home inspector is going to tell you.
There you go. Up next, solar shining on many rooftops. Deanne tells us about a potential dark side. What to look for when financing with solar. Next on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers, Real Estate in the Palm of Your Hand.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days. But the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent. Because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future. Or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518. This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers, is brought to you by Deanne Reisner, NMLS 203518, with Suburban Mortgage, BK10123. With 20 years of experience, Deanne has the right loan for you. Give Deanne a call today at 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728.
Everybody needs a home.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, licensed agents slash brothers with Arizona Best Real Estate. Call us direct, 480-451-3318. Right now, if you have a financing question or refinancing question, Deanne Reisner, direct line, Suburban Mortgage, 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728. Over 25 years in the mortgage industry, one of the best in town at what she does. Just ask all the realtors who will not do a deal unless their client's loan has first been deeditized. Deanne Reisner, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Deanne. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good. You got anybody graduating today?
No, I don't.
You don't?
Mine
they're all
too old.
Too old. Gone.
Yep.
Out of the nest.
Yep.
You're not suing anyone living in your house, are you, Deanne?
Did you hear that story we were talking about the guy, the 30-year-old, that the parents are suing him to get out of the house?
No, really?
Yeah. He won't leave, so they're suing him to, we gotta get this guy alone. I wonder if we could get this guy on the phone.
If you're listening.
Well, he's not gonna have any money.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's been saving his money. Maybe he has a job and just, you know.
I'm hoping that we could call the news station and get this guy's number, give him a call and say, let's get you qualified and let's get you in a house.
Save the parents a lot of money.
Yeah. In the attorney fees, right?
Exactly.
That can go towards a down payment.
There you go.
We can get it gifted. I'm sure the parents would much rather gift the guy the FHA down than, you know, have to sue him for getting out.
$400 an hour. That'll add up. 400 times 10. That's $4,000. That's 3% of what?
3% of something.
Not a whole lot, but we can combine that if he doesn't make enough with a bond program or something. We'll figure it out.
See, Deanne's always thinking.
There's lots of ways to get to the final step. So, home ownership. So in the open, Deanne, we were talking about solar everywhere, but there might be a little bit of a dark side
right. That
people need to be aware of.
Right. Solar's a good thing, but when you go to sell your property, I have two right now that I'm doing. One is leased, and so the people are assuming the lease at $180 a month. So when I calculate their debt-to-income ratio, that has to go in there. So, you know, realtors have to be very aware. If I tell you, okay, here's my buyer, they're qualified, they're a veteran, for $360 is their tippy-top, you take them out, you get them a property, it's $360, they love it, and boom, all of a sudden now I have a solar agreement of $180 a month. And fortunately for these clients, their debt-to-income ratio could handle it. But a lot of people, their debt-to-income ratio would not be able to handle it, and it can blow your deal.
There you go.
Yes.
So that's one, and that's very common. It's very common to see leased solar. And I know for investors, I have a lot of investors I'm working with. If we see leased solar, which
we
means
run,
we know that's an obligation. We're going to have it kills our cash flow. So we're not as interested. We're very interested if it's owned solar.
Well, here's the thing. Now I have another one that's owned and they paid $38,000 for it. They thought they were leasing it. So be very careful when you're signing these. Because it will add some value, but you certainly will not get dollar for dollar. So they put this up. He was shocked when he found out that he's now owes an additional. He's got a second lien for $38,000 because he thought he was leasing it. So my agent's going to sell the property. I'm going to do a loan for him purchasing. So the buyer's lender did not have a certified green appraiser, that can give it value. You know, most appraisers, they just look at it and go, well, okay, it's owned. Maybe we'll give it $5,000, let's say. A green appraiser, and there's not a lot of them in town, they actually get 12 months for the utility bills and all kinds of stuff, and they'll give it some additional value. But I'm not an appraiser, but I would say you might get an extra $10,000 if you're lucky, depending on the age, because it depreciates. So be very careful, because not everybody wants to do that. So now he's got to eat that $38,000 because it's not going to appraise, and fortunately as equity, and the buyer's going to take it, but they don't want to pay that $38,000.
So crazy. What a bunch of risk it is to get solar, especially, you know, signing big contracts like that. How does this play into debt ratio and payment for the buyer?
Oh, we have to count that in their debt-to-income ratio. So the $180,000 or $180 a month, we have to get a copy of the lease, see how long it's going to last, and then we have to count that in their debt-to-income ratio. So be very careful. If you have a buyer and you see a property with solar, before you ever think about writing a contract, the agent needs to contact the loan officer, make them aware that there's solar on there, because the one that I got, somehow it slipped through the cracks, and I just happened to be talking to the borrower, and they're like, oh, yeah, it has solar. So I called up the agent, and I said, do we have solar on this property? He said, yeah. I said, can I get a copy of that lease? So, because there's a lot that has to go into it. They have to apply. They have to have a certain credit score, typically, to be able to even assume that lease.
So the average contract out there for solar for, say, like a $200,000 house, $250,000 house is, what is it, $24,000 if you buy the full package? And that, could we put a blanket on there and say, if you're a home seller, don't put more than $22,000 worth of solar on your roof with a payment of more than $180,000, because FHA, first-time home buyers, may or may not be able to afford it.
And a lot of people are, even first-time home buyers, are going conventionally. And then you're really stuck because, you know, you cannot go over, I don't care how strong you are, over a 50% debt-to-income ratio and get an automated approval. So just be very careful. And a lot of people are under the misconception that lease solar, some people are told, oh, it's going to add a lot of value to your property when you go to sell it. That is totally not true. It is given zero value by the appraiser when it's lease solar.
It's interesting. It is very much a what the market will bear type of scenario.
Right.
You know, in terms of putting a value on the thing. So hopefully you can hold the house for a couple few years at least to try to, you know, get that value out of the solar system. Now, it's great for investors because we know the tenants, if it's owned system, we know the tenants are going to save on a monthly basis. And that's the great part about it. And so we are able to use that as a marketing to attract tenants when the system is owned. I wanted to get into real quick, Deanne, talk about, you know, the lien positions and foreclosure and solar.
Okay. So on lease solar, they have what's called a UDC. So they do have, it's sort of a lien, but it's not a mortgage. And when it's transferred, they remove that. They do a release until the loan closes and they put it back on. Okay. But in the instance of a foreclosure, we need to review all of them. For example, one of the bigger companies, you know, it says in the event of a foreclosure, they will remove the system at no cost and nobody's going to be responsible. Some of the companies do not say that, and so you can't get traditional financing on it. We had one, actually, that happened with. So now most of the solar companies do have that verbiage to comply with Fannie Mae's guidelines, which FHA and VA both require. So in other words, in the case of a foreclosure, they need to remove it and not expect to be paid the whatever's left on the lease.
So if there's a lien on the solar system and you're trying to sell and the house for some reason does go foreclosure, this is something that, and you're trying to be a buyer, we got to see what the terms are.
Absolutely.
What the terms are, because this thing could be held up and gosh only knows.
Right, so just be aware of it. I mean, solar's great, it saves money, it's good for the environment, but just really be if you're going to purchase or lease solar, make sure you read that contract. Make sure that you really know what you're getting into. And like you say, you know, it is a good thing, but everybody needs to be aware.
Okay, we got like a minute and a half. How about rates? Where are we? Drum roll.
FHA, we actually ticked down a little bit. The market's had a couple of good days. 280, we're at 4.75 with an APR of 5.554. All-in payment of $1,800.52.
1801, how about VA, Dan?
VA, 4.75, 100%, APR 5.013, 1679.52.
1680, VA, no money down.
Yep.
How about conventional?
Conventional, 20% down, good credit, we're at 5%, APR 5.128, 1391.02.
1391, wow, 20% down. And lastly, the almighty investor rate.
Investor, 20% down, again, good credit, 5.5 with an APR of 5.709, 1459.35.
Wow, 1459 investors, that will cash flow all over town. It's interesting, FHA, the govies, VA, giving you another window, 4.75. Does that qualify for the water cooler, Rick?
People are running for the hills. Hey, Deanne, you got any good big plans over the weekend?
Relax.
All right.
I like it. Thanks, Deanne. You want to give Deanne a call for all your mortgage needs. Her direct line at Suburban. If you have a solar system, you're a first timer, a VA investor, 602-606-6728. Up next, we got some first time home buyer millennial buying tips, much more. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers, Real Estate in the Palm of Your Hand.
President Trump has canceled a summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, though Congressman Steve King remains hopeful.
To threaten nuclear war over this, I think the best thing that can come from it now is tamp these fires down and flatten it out a little bit, cool things off, and let's see if we can get back and restart some kind of negotiations.
The U.S. cited North Korea's recent threatening language for the cancellation. President Trump has posthumously pardoned boxer Jack Johnson.
I believe that Jack Johnson is a very worthy person to receive a full pardon, and in this case, a posthumous pardon.
Johnson was convicted in 1913 under the Mann Act for taking his white girlfriend across state lines for immoral purposes. Actor Morgan Freeman is the latest big name being accused of inappropriate behavior. The claims come from eight women. He's apologized and said he never intended to offend anyone. I'm Mike Moss.
Arizona News Radio. The president of the Arizona Cardinals says he welcomes the NFL's new policy on players kneeling during the national anthem. The new policy would fine players who kneel on the field. Those who don't want to stand would wait in the locker room.
My perspective is, as the commissioner said, I think putting the focus back on the game, making sure all personnel stand on the field and honor the flag, the anthem, and the moment.
Michael Bidwell, ACLU, among those criticizing the new policy, calling the protest for social justice and expression of freedom of speech. State Supreme Court unanimously ruling police cannot arrest people possessing pot on campus if they have a medical marijuana card, deeming the state law addressing it unconstitutional. Pima County Public Defender David Eichner filed an amicus brief against the state.
Like the Court of Appeals, the Supreme Court correctly reached the conclusion that when the voters passed the Medical Marijuana Act, they really meant for patients to not be prosecuted.
Upper 90s in the desert, 60s up north. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, sunny and hot today, a high of 99, clear, mild tonight, low 69, scorching across Phoenix Friday, 100 the high, mostly clear, warm on Friday night, low 70, 95 breezy Saturday. I'm Alvin Washington from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, 88 degrees. Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, we've got more from the Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm an extremely average golfer. What I lack in any real skill, I make up for in plaid knickers and ridiculous socks. My wife got me the world's biggest driver, and I've been waiting all week to try it out. So I step up to the tee, take my first full swing of the day, and hit a perfect duck hook over the frontage road and right through your windshield.
You yank the wheel and end up OB in a water hazard. And if you have cut rate insurance, you could be out a whole lot of green. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Call me, Steve Fraley, at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
And now, an ode to the millennial.
Hey, Dad, what's for breakfast?
I'll tell you what's for breakfast. Time for you to get your own kitchen and make your own breakfast in your own home.
How would I do that?
You call the Elton Brothers. Here's their number.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Or email eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Does that mean I don't get breakfast?
I'll get you a home warranty instead from the Elton Brothers.
Thanks, Dad.
EltonBrothers.com with Arizona Best Real Estate.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers is brought to you by Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance. Give Steve a call today for all your insurance needs, 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, a.k.a. the Elton Brothers. Hanging around the valley since 1976. My goodness. Call us direct anytime. 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. If you've missed any part of the show, being archived on our website, EltonBrothers.com. Listen to past shows. Search the MLS. Get all the current listings as soon as they hit the market. Nothing to lose. Completely free, of course. And it's all at EltonBrothers.com. Your one-stop shop for a real estate across the valley.
I got a great call off the radio the other day. We have an ad going on, what is it, Laura Ingraham?
I don't know where they run it, wherever they run
it. I get a phone call.
It's hey, Dad, what's for breakfast? The millennial ad.
Hey, Dad, what's for breakfast?
I tell you what's for breakfast.
That ad. Just played it.
I mean, it is kind of annoying, but people always like email us and call us and say, that's funny, dude. Anyway, I get a call from this lady.
Yeah, I just wonder why. Hey, I listened to Laura Ingraham you say something about millennials getting out of the house and I mean, what's for breakfast? What does that mean? I'm like, oh,
it took me a little bit to figure out what she was talking about.
Right.
And I said, well, there's a huge population of millennials that do not want to get out of the house, that are just laying on the couch and staying in the basement. And the parents are like, let's kind of move you along a little bit. And we try to sell millennials houses.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering what that meant.
I was like, oh, okay. Well, thanks for calling. She goes, okay, bye.
And wouldn't you know, it's in the news again.
Yeah. So, you know, I think we need to keep that ad going and refresh it. Let's refresh it.
I think we need a big refresh.
Yeah. Speaking of millennials, let's give them some tips.
First-time home buyer tips. These really could apply to most home buyers, but
I will say this. Not even looking at this list, I'm gonna ad lib, go out on my own, go out on a plank, and tell you what. The first thing you should do as a person, any person, trying to figure out is get your mind committed to purchasing a house. Because the first thing is to talk to a lender. Before you pass go, before you collect $200, you talk to a lender and you find out what you're capable of. Then we could build a world around you trying to figure out what is best for you and where, because price range, down payment, credit, that all gets put into a blender. We hit frappe, and then we come out with what you're capable of, and then we start. Go. Then you hit the go button.
I'm going to go one step further, and I'm going to expound on what you're capable of. Because many millennials, first-time home buyers, already do not believe they can afford a house.
Or they're scared.
Well, I'm just saying, from a financial standpoint, many do not believe that they have what is necessary.
Did you?
You can buy a house for zero.
Did you think you could buy a house at 23 to 25? I mean, was it even on the radar?
It was not on the radar. That's what I'm saying. It should have been on the radar.
Right.
You can get the 3.5% down, or 3% as it is with some, gifted. So if you have a job, and if you have any kind of a steady job for the past 2 years, chances are you can afford a house.
Chances are. Isn't that a song?
But most people don't think they can. Now, you
and they're
do
scared.
Have to.
They saw their parents go through some trouble back in a few years ago, foreclosures and short sales and lots of upheaval in the house. And so they're like, I'm not buying a house. I'm going to rent. That way I'm kind of light on my feet and have to worry about foreclosures, payments. I think that is all now kind of fading away. It's going into the distance. So now people are like, wait a minute. I hate paying the landlord, and I hate this landlord calling me and all this other stuff. And if the water heater breaks, I got to call a landlord. Why not just do it myself? And I think that people are becoming, now millennials are getting older. They're getting pets. They're getting girlfriends. They're getting, we want some stability. They're finding out more about their jobs. A lot of people don't want to commit to real estate, millennial style, is because they don't know where they're going to work. They may work in Netherlands. They may work in New York City. They may work in, I can't go on forever.
Not a reason not to buy, because guess what? The house, okay, you got transferred to the Netherlands. The house you're in just became your first rental property.
Yeah.
I mean, home ownership is a great path to your first investment. Most people stay in a house 3 to 5 years. So if you get transferred somewhere else, now it becomes a rental. But it is very important prior to, yes, okay, we do want to start saving, but we have to get with a lender like Deanne, who will budget out everything to see what you can afford. That is going to be key.
That's key. That's number one. Then we start to think, well, you know what? If I can afford $250,000, what do I want? Do I want a patio home? Do I want a condominium? Do I want a house? Do I have a dog? If I have a dog, then condominiums are out. Now I have a townhouse or a patio home, something with a little bit of a yard. Now I have to spend more money because I got the dog. And if you listen to our show, I say get the house first before you get the dog, because you don't want to have to buy a house based on your dog. A lot of people do. A lot of kids, they get together and they get, they form, boyfriend-girlfriend thing, and then they're kind of taking it to the next step, and then they're living in an apartment, and now they got a 50-pound Shar Pei. Do Shar Peis get to 50?
They might.
Okay.
But, or Labrador. But you said, I would throw a note of caution.
Yeah.
To buy a house with your girlfriend or boyfriend.
Well, I think there are some couples that
run into situations.
Some are strong
Not pleasant
enough.
Ones.
Yeah, some are strong enough to go ahead and take it to the next step, that are engaged, they're getting married, they want to buy the house prior to. Chet, what do you think about that?
Well, David's exactly right, simply because you think you're in a good relationship, wait till you have to pay bills, wait till it comes down to money, and that's a huge issue.
It's a lot of these people, it's lifestyle, it's money, it's, you know, lot of things.
Your but sense of couples, importance about money.
These couples are in the bliss stage. They don't care about money. They don't care about bills. They care about the dog and the unit and where do we go from here.
I go solo and separate. People,
of course. That's
Or married.
That's thinking over and above the box. So, but anyway.
Anyway, that's the whole thing. So taxes, insurance, HOA, monthly nut. We're going to do all that stuff up front. Know what your payment is. Let's say we can afford $1,500.
Okay.
We just did, Deanne just did with 3.5% down, 280 today. The payment, or 3%. What was it, Rick? The payment on it was,
$1,800.
That's for a 280 house. $1,800. Is something.
Thanks, Lewis.
And that's with an FHA loan. You can do conventional 3% down, and that number would be less. It would probably be around $1,600. You can save the private mortgage insurance is another thing. All these things get budget. Okay. So we got the budget.
The loan is the main thing. Now we got that going, and we are now started. Now we got a pre-qualification letter that says you are good to go for $280,000. We're going to do a conventional loan, and we're going to put 20% down. Well,
20, 3, could be 3.
Could be 3% down on a VA FHA.
I'm going backwards again. I'm sorry. Credit. You guys, you can't buy a house without credit. So if you're thinking about it, you got to get your first credit card, and you got to make a couple payments on it. You got to get a credit score.
Or at least utilities in your name.
Utilities. Something that gives you credit, and, you know, certainly Deanne could advise on how to get that score going and get it fast and get it right. So we got a credit score. We got a budget. We got everything that we need. We know what we can buy. Now what, Rick?
So now we find a realtor. The Elton Brothers. 480-451-3318.
Somebody who's been doing it.
And then we kind of take it from here. Then we sit you down and we school you. It's like going back to school. Oh, boy. I thought I just got out of school. Well, guess what? You're going to go back to school. We're going to explain the process to you. The process is going to begin with searching for homes. A lot of millennials find their own homes on MLS. They find it on Zillow.
Well, they go to Elton Brothers. Trulia. They can search MLS.
Go to eltonbrothers.com, sign up on our website, and get us and get your search going. Go ahead.
I was going to say, the mindset is key. You are in the most competitive price point we have in Phoenix. You're going to be in that median home price range, probably between $200,000 and $300,000. That's probably where you're going to be. So it's very competitive. And so it's not so much about getting the quote unquote deal as it is about getting the right house. So be prepared to come in strong with an offer. It's just the nature of it.
If you're going to be an FHA 3.5% down buyer, you're going to lose out on some houses, especially in this price range to investors that want to pay cash or conventional 20% down loans. So you got to have a lot of patience, but we got to pick an area, hone in on it, get a letter together. This helped me get a house the other day.
Yes, Rick. Good. Let's talk about the letter. This is the most important thing. Actually, you're going to have to hold on that, Rick.
Okay.
We're going to talk about the letter. One of the most important parts of the buying process for the first timer. Plus, a special pre-foreclosure deals of the week. We also have some new listings, investment opportunities. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage BK10123 will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake are free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Back with the Elton Brothers, Dave and Rick Elton. We're still doing short sales, bank repos, distressed properties, family court appointed special real estate commissioners. When you can't get along with your spouse and you got to sell your house, you bring in the Elton Brothers. You name it. We are here to help. Call us direct anytime. 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318 or email Elton Brothers at Cox.net. You can always go on EltonBrothers.com. We're talking about tips for millennials slash first time home buyers slash somebody trying to buy a house, but mostly catered to that. And we left off with the letter. The letter.
Yeah. The letter.
The letter that is going to humanize you versus that big bad investor that's cash that has no emotion whatsoever.
This is a business that's not all about money. This is a business about the human element. And the other day, some clients of mine, we put an offer in and two identical offers.
So it was multiple offer scenario.
Multiple offer situation. My client knew enough. They were experienced enough in the home buying process where they went home and they wrote a letter. Why they moved to Arizona. What kind of roots they have in Arizona. Why they love the house. Things that they're going to change, not change about it. And also just what drew them to the ultimate, you know, reasoning behind purchasing that house. And it won. We won. We won that offer. And, my clients got the house. Hey, hold please. And, clients got the house. Very happy. We're in escrow and we're moving down a path. But the letter definitely sealed the deal.
Now, is it going to work every time? No. But this is a great thing for your arsenal as a first-time home buyer. Believe it or not, sellers are very empathetic. They want a family to be in their house in a lot of cases.
I hear it a lot. I hear it a lot. I hear a lot of sellers saying they'd like to sell the house to the right person.
Person, yeah.
Not necessarily about the right money. Now, once you get into things like OfferPad or you know, where it's a little less personable, then you may have, the letter may or may not have the same effect.
If you want to lose 20% right off the top, just sell your house to Opendoor or OfferPad in this market. That's just a public service announcement for anybody out there considering that, because this market is very hot, very strong, and your home priced right will sell fast. And there's a lot of demand, so it will sell for top dollar. Anyway, the letter is key. So here we go with some new listings and all that good stuff.
All right. So new listing that the Elton Brothers just took. Let me find it. I don't have my spectacles, but I could find it anyway. Right. Sun City West, Cordabella. Have you heard of this place? It is a country club, adult active living, 45 and older, not 55 and older, 45 and older. Cordabella, right at El Mirage in the 303. You cannot beat the location. It's got phenomenal architecture. This is a three-bedroom plus a den, 2726 square feet, built in 06, three-car garage, single level for 483. Can't beat it.
483.
In Cordabella.
And they got tennis. They got fitness. They got pool, spa. They've got the huge clubhouse.
I think they call it pickleball.
They got a restaurant. No, they got all of it.
They don't have racquetball.
I don't know if they have a record. Yeah, that's true. Okay, another new listing. Mesa, three-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garage, 1,300 square feet, community pool spa, low HOA dues, and gated. One of the best values in town, 235. 235 in Mesa.
We got this condo listed at Scottsdale Road in Shea. It is a three-bedroom, two-bath, 2,000 square feet for a condo. Built in 07. Three balconies. Beautifully decorated and maintained. Two-car garage, $470,000 for 2,000 square feet, right in the heart of Scottsdale, about a chip shot away from the Dirty Dog. You ever been to the Dirty Dog?
It's been a while, Rick.
Hold, please. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Let me turn that off.
Guess what's back? Thank you. Thank you to our listeners, too, for putting up with that. We had a 10-plex in Glendale. For all you investors out there, 10-plex in Glendale. Was under contract, fell out, now back on the market for $675,000. That's $67,500 a door in Glendale, very close to the historic downtown district, Antique Row, and the 60.
Okay, I'm going to nail out two real quick. These are two 7,300-square-foot properties. One is seven bedrooms, six-and-a-half bathrooms, built in 05. It's in Aviano. It's at Desert Ridge. This is the largest Mirador property that they built in Aviano. It's got the Gone with the Wind sweeping staircase. It's got a theater, seven bedrooms, six and a half bathrooms, four-car garage, pool, spa, $1,279,000.
Then I got this property at Cactus and 100th Street. This is 10, 9, 10, 11 bedrooms, whatever you want to call it. There's a lot of flex space in this property. It is a landmark property. It's a single level, 7230 square feet, built in 78. It's been remodeled. It's got two full kitchens. Am I boring you?
Keep going. There's just so much house here.
It is a lot going on. Four-car garage, 2 acres, pool, $1,850,000. It has a lot of potential for assisted living, sober living, physical,
charter school. You know what? You just gotta see the property.
You gotta see it. It's out of control.
Okay, we got some land. 7 acres, 111th Avenue and Olive. If you're an investor, if you're a developer, it's zone C2, which means you can do just about anything with this piece. And it's right on a hard corner. 111th and Olive could be a gas station, could be a bank, could be a Walgreens. Am I painting a good picture? Lots going on. Right on the border of Peoria and Sun City for $1,296,000.
What about CVS? Wow.
Okay, Rick. CVS, thank you.
What about
if you are considering putting your home on the market, we would love to apply for that job. We do have flexible fees. We will talk about an advertiser house on the radio. We have professional in-house photography, drone photography, anything that will get your home the best it can look and the most exposure it can have. Give us a call. We'd love to give you our opinions on the marketing and selling of your property. What else? If you're an investor, working with lots of investors. 1031 exchanges. This market is very dynamic, very fluid in all price points.
Why are 1031 exchanges so big right now? Because many investors that bought 15, 20 years ago are now looking to sell these properties, but they have a very, very high tax event. So people are now selling a lot of these investment properties they bought years ago. And doing a tax deferred exchange. Buying like properties, we do lots of that. Give us a call, 480-451-3318.
If you are looking at residential income, if you're looking at multifamily, commercial, all of it, we're doing it all. We can help. We can assist. Give us a call, as Rick said, 480-451-3318. Okay, so believe it or not, there's still a few homes in trouble out there. Still a few. And so I went through.
There's more than a few.
Yeah, more than a few, but I picked out a few, okay, Rick?
Yeah.
For the show, which you have in your hand now, these are homes in pre-foreclosure, which means they need an offer to stave it off.
Wow, this one just came on the market in Glendale. 5 bedrooms, 3 baths, 3,200 square feet, built in 05 for $299. That's $93 a foot in Glendale, subject to bank approval.
I'm going deep. I'm going to Carefree. Almost 11,500 square feet. This was 3.1 million. They just reduced it to 285. It's 7 bedrooms, 5.5 baths, pool spa, casita, acreage, 4-car garage, 10-car slab for 2.85 million in Carefree.
This is weird. This isn't even a good deal. I'm looking at this one in Tolleson. Listen to this.
If it's not a good deal, then don't talk about it.
No, I'm just wondering about this one. It's 1,249 square feet, built in 1955. For $288,000, a 5-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,249 square foot house. I don't know. It must be a typo.
But so why bring it up? Why even talk about it?
I thought I would have fun with it.
Yeah,
I just want to have fun with it.
Like not fun.
It's fun with
it. All right, can I go to Scottsdale then?
Yeah,
because this is a good deal. Okay, 4,200, almost 4,300 square feet, built in 03, 4-bedroom, 4-bath, pool, spa, on an acre with an office den, 3-car garage, 8-car slab. What do you think? Putting you on the spot. It was 950.
Oh boy.
Now it's 875. That's a lot of house.
I was just gonna say 875.
I bet you were.
How about Levine? 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2,100 square feet, built in 09, $254,000. $125 a foot in Levine. That's not a bad price.
Scottsdale again. 4-bedroom, 2-bath with a pool, 2-car garage, 2,600 square feet, 490. Just came on the market pre-foreclosure.
Huh.
Yeah, Mesa. Let's see, where are we going?
I'll do one in Mesa. 4 bedrooms, 2 baths, 1,800 square feet, built in 79 for 220. It looks like a lot of these are in that 120 to 130 square foot range.
But the thing about it is, you know, you can make an offer, You know, and we can find these things. We can find the short sales. We can find the foreclosures. We can find the probates. Last week we were doing probates. Didn't have a lot of chance to do them all. But you can make an offer on these things. Yeah, and you just don't know where it could go.
But here's the thing about the market. That right now the inventory is very low. And it's still under 17,000 active listings in MLS. A lot of people are having a hard time. They're having heartburn trying to put their homes on the market because they got that 3% listing. They got that 3% interest rate on their loans. So they're like, where am I going from here and what do I have to do? If you are buying and selling a property and you don't want to just put your house on the market because of interest rate, because of your existing loan, it doesn't make much sense. The payment is not that much different. Happiness is a lot better than getting rid of your 3.5% interest rate.
There you go.
Whatever that means.
Whatever that means.
I don't know.
We want to thank our special guest, Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage, and our other incredible sponsors, Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance, Preston's Steakhouse, Arrowhead Grill, our man behind the glass, Chet, and of course a big real estate show. Thank you to every one of our listeners. Remember, if you do have a home to sell, we've got the flexible fees, a radio show, 35 plus years combined real estate experience. Set your listing appointment today. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. Begin your search for the perfect home, eltonbrothers.com, your one-stop shop for real estate across the valley. See you next Thursday at 11 right here on The Real Estate Show.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers. You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations, the home of Laura Ingraham, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m., KFNX News Time. It's 12 o'clock.